Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. I'm in Isaiah chapter 40 is where I'm at for just a little while tonight. Pray this will be a blessing to you. Kind of fits with what's going on around us, with things going on all around us, and the brevity, concerning the brevity of our lives. How many know in here as you're turning to Isaiah 40 that it took forever to get to 16? I mean, man, am I ever going to get my license or not? Now, I've been driving since I was 8, but I was driving illegal. Don't do that today, you'll get sued. But Dad used to, I was about 13, he'd say, "Hey, haul the trash off." Woo! That was glory day right there. He didn't know it. Don't do this, boys. I'd go haul the trash off and power break that old Mopar of his and burn the tires off of it. I'd have the smoke just a-boiling. Woo! Dad's in heaven, and unless he can hear me right now, he never knew I'd done that. He just thought he had tires that wasn't balanced good. They weren't lasting very long. Took forever to get there. It didn't take long to get to 60. Didn't take long. Now this is concerning John. I've used this recently, and I'll be as brief as God will let me tonight. Chapter 40 and verse number 1, if you're there, shout amen. Amen. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. I think it's pretty plain what he wants right there. For the children of God, don't you? Yes. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now let's take in context when this has been, he's prophesying this long before they're ever taken into captivity. And he's saying here, you're going to get double, but the Lord's going to pardon. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, we all know who this is. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. You know who that is, right? And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is of the flower of the field. That's what I'm going to try to preach on tonight for a little while. The flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Father, I love you, and I thank you for the night, for the chance to be behind your blessed desk again, God. We're asking you for your help once again. We're pitiful, Lord. We need all the help that we can get from the Lord on high. We pray you'd fill our mouth, guard our tongue, help us be accurate in the scripture. Bless this word. Someone here, God, I was looking for another verse, but apparently, God, the lot has fallen on this tonight. God, let us be an encouragement to you people. I praise you for all you've done, all you're going to do, and it's in the name of the King. I pray and ask these favors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We have here with a call from the prophet to do this, to comfort my people. Comfort my people. It was hard for them to be comforted at this particular time. You know, when people lose their vision or their thought, it's easy for, well, let me just say, it's easy to be distracted from what really is necessary. I mean, everything's rolling along. We're doing pretty good. If you don't have any money, the government will mail you a check. I mean, it's pretty good here now. Paydays are coming. Comfort my people. Cry in the wilderness was the next thing he said, and we've seen that fulfilled in John the Baptist. He cried in the wilderness, make straight the paths of the Lord. He's a-coming, Brother Bobby, he's a-coming. He's a-coming. He's crying in the wilderness, make straight his paths. You know what? We're still crying today. He's a-coming back. He's a-coming back. He's a-coming back. They don't believe us any more today than they did in the day when John the Baptist was calling. Now, there's a few come. There's a few that got that was baptized into repentance. There's a few that looked when he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. There was a small number of them compared to the general population. But today, it's all fallen true. Jesus said, few there be that find it. That's why it's not standing room only on Sunday nights and when churches are closing their doors and the nation's gone wholly away from God. That's why they promote homosexuality and they've destroyed our school systems. That's why we're in the shape we're in. Hey, be sure your sin will find you out. You better know it'll run you down. John, come out. Crying in the wilderness. We're crying in the wilderness today. But then you know what he does down here? He compares flesh to grass. I preached a message here on a lawn for the Lord. I'm going to preach for just a little while on the flower of the field. Speak about flowers for a few minutes. I love flowers. Love them. It don't mean I'm queer. I like flowers. Nothing wrong with liking flowers. I think God likes flowers. He made all kinds of them. I'm going to share that in just a moment. My grandpa loved flowers. He could grow anything. He had a green thumb. Oh, he could grow it, couldn't he, Roseanne? He passed that on to Roseanne. She has that ability. He could grow flowers. He liked them. And maybe that's where my Granny Ledbetter loved flowers. Now, my pawpaw Ledbetter didn't care two shucks about flowers. He didn't care. He just thought it's something else for the dogs to run over. It didn't. But now my granny loved them. You know what I like about flowers? Jewel sings the song, only God can unfold the rose. Man can't do that. He can't make one of them. God makes them. And he compares flowers to the goodliness. People's goodliness, the good thing about us, to a flower. Now that speaks to me in this manner. It says this, that it is something that is visible and then it's gone. I'll give you a few facts about flowers just quickly tonight. You know, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 1, we hear about the rose of Sharon. Who knows that's the best flower going today? Never been a rose like that rose. Praise God, bloomed and bud one time. Never been a rose like the rose of Sharon. Hey, glory to God. What a bouquet he's made, amen. 240,000 known species of flowering plants. I don't know who counted all them, but I didn't Google this. I looked it up in a book. Because everything on the internet is not true. But they claim 240,000 known species of flowering plants in 193 countries. I didn't even know there was that many countries. Only seed-bearing plants have true flowers. Now let that speak to you right there. But not all brightly colored plants are flowers. Some are counterfeits. So I would gather out of that, our goodliness is this, if it's flowers, according to the prophet here, and I believe the Bible, that it's easy. If we're not got some seed about us, we're not a true flower. Maybe we're not truly good.
Hey, and it doesn't matter how brightly colored we are or how decorated we are or what we look like. Look here, there's counterfeits among all of us everywhere.
I want to share something with you. This has nothing to do with this message. It's just on my mind, so I'm going to share it. I saw a cardinal this afternoon sitting in my window in that feeder that Mark Madden made me. I don't know how much more pleasure I've got out of anything in my life than a bird feeder in my window. And I sat right there. I could touch them. They're that close. They're right in my face. And they never, I'm inside the house. They're on the outside. I watched a red cardinal this afternoon set and shuck. He would crack sunflower seeds. And here's what's, now that's not unusual. I watch him do that all the time. But he was giving it to a purple finch. Now that's just unusual. Here's this red cardinal, and I don't know how long he cracked sunflower seeds. And he would take the sunflower seed and he'd stick it in the mouth of the purple finch. She just quit cracking seeds. Why? Because somebody's doing it for her. Isn't that what God does for us? Now, we're made in his image and likeness, but we weren't his species. Hey, we're different than he was. He's God. We're not. Amen. Now, when he shall appear, we'll be like him, and that in a glorified body, but we'll never be God. But he cracks things and feeds us all day long. Isn't that just like him? Maybe that does have a little bit to do with it. It's, he feeds the flowers. So I mentioned the loving flowers. I've got a thing out in the middle of our driveway, circles around it. Freddie Dodson built me a pot hanger. And I got several different pots of flowers. I do not know the names of them. I just buy them and pour Miracle-Gro to them, and they do pretty good. And they're hanging there. They're hanging there. And if you can keep the deer beat out of them, they'll do well. And so I spray this stinky stuff on them. It'll make you gag. But the deer, you spray that on there, deer won't eat it. My point, I'm going somewhere, stay with me. So, and this one kind doesn't require a lot of water, and they're brilliant in color. They're reddish, pink, and yellow, and they just bloom out and hang down, and they look real good. But I put some petunias up. How many knows how hard it takes? A lot of work to keep petunias looking good. So I missed watering them. Just a couple of days, Randy. Just got busy, and just a couple of days, I missed putting water on them. Pat looked out and said, "Your petunias aren't looking too good." I said, "I think I'm going to let them go." She said, "I'll water them for you." She went out there and she pulled the dead stuff off and just put a little water on them. And God put a little more water on them this morning. We got home from church, and she said, "I want you to look. Kenneth, there's blooms sticking here and there on them old broken down petunias. You know what flowers are? They're fragile. Our goodliness is the same way. It's fragile. It's easy for it to not be good anymore. It's easy to go from good to bad and into worse. It's easy to do that. We're fragile as flowers." He said of Jesus, he said he's going to grow up as a tender root, a tender plant in a dry ground. He's going to grow up in that thing. He's speaking to the fragileness of man. Flowers are the same way. They're fragile. They require care. Here's what the Bible said this. We have to consider the condition in which these flowers are raised. Hosea, let me get my verse, 10 and 12 said, "Break up the fallow ground." Condition has to be right, or they won't ever bloom. You won't have anything that's pretty. The goodliness won't be there. The goodliness won't be there. Then after you plant them in the right condition, it's going to take care. And in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, he said this, Paul said this, he said, "I've planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. If he don't give it, it won't grow. Only God can make flowers. Are you seeing this where I'm comparing it to us? We're no good without him. Only God can make us good. He referred the flower to the goodliness. Only God makes us good. We're not good. There's none righteous, no, not one. Listen, we're rotten to the core. I hate this stuff. I'm telling you, I feed it and I take care of it. And it's beginning not to take too good a care of me. And I don't like it. I don't like it. But one of these days, I'm going to lay this down. Brother George has been banged up, broke, hurt himself at work 2 or 3 different times. My cousin Greg keeps patching him up. Took a lot of patches to keep George going in the last little while. Why? Because we're fragile, George. We're fragile, brother. All these kids are saying, Parker's thinking, I'm tough. Yeah, just keep living. But you know what? Certain flowers do better in certain climates. And all flowers do well in this climate. Psalm 133 and 1, how good and pleasant it is when the brother dwell together in unity. That's the climate that produces fragile flowers. And everybody can see it. When it's one pitted against another, argument, this, that, whatever, no goodliness will be produced, and it's not a very pretty flower. They're not only fragile, but I hope this is us. Well, it's fragrant. They're fragrant. I have 2 roses. They're not bushes anymore. The deer ate those. I didn't get the stuff sprayed on them. But there's a red rose and a yellow rose. My mama loved yellow roses. I love red roses. There's a red rose on one side of my front doorstep and a yellow rose on the other. And when they bloom, they're fragrant. And I know that when I stick my nose down in them and sniff them, I'm going to be miserable for just about a full day. Brother Tom, you know what I do? As soon as that thing opens up, I run out there and stick my nose right down in it. Why do you do that if you know it's going to bother you so bad? Because I love to smell it. It's worth the misery. It's worth the misery. There's some things that's going to cause us to be miserable. But I'm telling you, when it's fragrant, it's worth the misery. Is anybody with me tonight? Amen. Have I put you to sleep yet? In Leviticus 1, 2, and 3, you know what you have? You have the sweet savor offerings, the burnt offering, the meat offering, peace offering made unto the Lord, and they were a sweet savor unto the Lord. He liked the fragrance of that, Brother Tony. He wants us to be that. Have a sweet smelling fragrance about us. Now, I'm not talking about putting on your perfume or your aftershave and splashing it on. That's okay if you do that. But I'm talking about the goodliness in our life and it representing that fragrance. I'm telling you, people recognize it. He said, we're like that flower. Not only are they fragrant, but in Psalm 90 and 17, it says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. So it's not only you can smell the fragrance, but you can see the beauty. I'm going somewhere that's probably get me some red faces on Facebook. And I don't care. But look here. Let me talk to my young people right now. You don't need to go out here to some place and let them take a needle with ink in it and jab you all over your body to make you prettier than you are right now. God made you just the way you are. You don't need tattoos and earrings and piercings. If God wanted you to have more holes in your body, he'd have put some in your body the way that you got enough holes. You got enough paint on you. Look, I'm not talking about putting on makeup, not painting yourself up a little bit. A little paint helps the barn, praise God. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about taking permanent ink and putting it in your body. The body said, the Lord said in the law not to make markings upon yourself. Amen, preacher. Now, so young folks, when all you cool friends says, look here, look what I got on you, said, that looks stupid to me. My preacher said so. Give them my phone number. I'd like to talk to them. You know what we're to be? We're to be fragrant. And you can smell that and you can see the beauty. But we're back on the seed thing now. When all this is working, Brother Branch, the way in natural order, you know what it'll do? It'll produce seed. So that goodliness of these young people will reflect on other young people, and they'll see the seed of your life and your work.
Amen.
Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. But you know what I read right here? I know this is a sore spot because today Melinda got less than good news. And Rory called me. Randy just went in after the doctor showed up. And here's what happens to every flower. They fade. So I'm sitting there at my table this afternoon. I'm looking out at my tiger lilies they've about had to lick. Heads is falling off of them. I picked all the seeds off of them, scattered them all over the place. And they're falling out over the sidewalk, and I've got to clean it all up. And they've dropped a piece here and a piece there. The hummingbirds don't come to them anymore. It's just a stalk sticking up out of the ground. And their season's over. And we don't know. We don't know how long our season is. So we better be as fragrant as we can be while we're in season. Let everybody see the beauty in us, which is only Christ in us. Praise God, the hope of glory. Let them see the beauty of Christ in us, that goodliness that only comes from him. Let them see that around us. Hey, even when they're mean to us, let them see the goodliness of God in us. Why is that? Because one of these days, the flower's going to fade, and there's no more opportunity to do what we could for the glory of God. Flowers fade. But we have an inheritance that's sure and steadfast in the land we call Beulah.
Amen.
And that inheritance, what, Brother Junior? Fades not away. Every flower in this room will fade away. We've had some come and go and fade, and others will. I hope I can be as fragrant as God will allow me. Brother Tony Wilson said something in the prayer room tonight, stirred my heart. When he said, I wanted to see somewhere that people had joy in serving the Lord. That is the beauty and the goodness of God. That's a reflection of the Lord Christ in us. I would that we'd be a beautiful bouquet. When somebody comes into the sanctuary of the First Free Will Baptist Church, they'll say, there's something different about this bunch. They actually look like they're happy. And they smell good too. And I'm not talking about our perfume. I'm talking about having that odor that's a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord and the goodliness of God being seen upon us. Why? Because we're the flower, praise God, of the field. Man born of a woman's a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. That seed's produced and put in the ground, and we're attached to the right root, and we shall come up again. Amen. Guaranteed. We'll come up again. Sister Jewel, come to the piano. I could have preached a better message if I'd have been a botanist and understood these things, but I only know by what go by what I see and know, and I'm not the great green thumb my grandpa was. But you know what my responsibility here is this. When you go outside those doors right there, we are all a reflection of this church. I can't recall the name of this flower. I read about it, studied about it, and it smells like rotten flesh. It only blooms one time a year, and it doesn't stay bloom very long, and it draws things that you wouldn't want around you. That's not the flower I want to be. I want people to have what I've got. The only way they're going to do that is if they see a flower that appeals to them. Randall, come and come. Let's come sing something. Let's stand our feet tonight. Maybe I'll give you something to think about. Maybe not. You may have already forgotten. But he compared our goodliness to the flower of the field. I hope we're the kind of flower to be pleasing the Lord while we sing. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.